The University of Detroit Mercy presents an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program. Today's show takes us back to October 1992.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor, the University of Detroit Mercy Chower Times. I'm back on that again. I haven't done that in over a year.
The Marching Society.
That's right. That's right. Those famous Chower Times. They're ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors and their guests in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have a lot of the regular panel with us, and a returning special guest on my right from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Switching from coffee to tea.
Oh.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Just regular.
And on Claire's right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. On Sarah's right, from the Department of English also, Professor Hugh Kulick.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. And on Hugh's right, my left, returning again triumphantly after last week's appearance, the
By program... vote of the panel.
That's right. The program director and the afternoon, I guess you could say, drive time person
drive time,
on WQRS-FM, Detroit's great classical music station, Dave Wagner.
Thanks very much. The answer is because the eyes of the statue are looking down at her.
Oh.
But that was left over from last time. I had that answer.
That's right.
You wanted credit.
Glad.
Huh?
I'm glad.
There.
A lot of people were in suspense.
And he can hold a thought.
Yes, I'll tell you. Wow. All right. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive the famous winner's package, which consists of the autographed photograph, a Parker Brothers game, either Trivial Pursuit, Monopoly, or Don't Go to Jail, we'll pick, graciously provided by Parker Brothers, the famous U of D Mercy keychain, a CD from Repeat the Beat, the fabulous music store in Dearborn, Michigan, and an old University of Detroit coffee mug, because we have a lot of them left over. And if you don't stump the panel, you receive the photographed autograph, and a lot of other junk. You may even get a copy of The University of Detroit, 1877 to 1977, A Centennial History. We'll send it out to you in little fascicules, chapter by chapter, for the rest of your life. So, here we are. On our last program, we were just beginning a set of questions from Kimberly Ross of Detroit, Michigan, and the panel had done reasonably well. They'd gotten one half right on the first question and managed to get the second one.
A poem that we teach in the apartment. But
and very soon they're going to read it.
The next question is, who was president of Detroit College from 1877 to 1880?
McNichols.
No.
Not McNichols.
No.
Livernois.
No, not River.
Grand River.
Not Grand River.
No, that's right. That's right. McNichols was in the 20s.
That's right. He bought all this property out
here. So it's the first president.
That's what it is. That's who it is.
How about try an Irish name?
You could try, but
it's going to be German, though.
It's not German.
No. Is it a name we're going to have?
No.
What about the buildings? No. Obviously not Callahan.
No, and it's not Father Commerce and Finance.
Or Riley. It's not Briggs. It's not Lansing
no.
Riley.
No, it's none of those. It's the very Reverend John Baptiste Meigs. M-I-E-G-E.
Sure. I knew
oh,
that.
Sure. Tip of my tongue.
And I just froze there.
Yeah. Feel free to speak up. No, I mean, we won't be embarrassed if you know and we don't.
We know you're not intimidated by the mic, and you're certainly not intimidated by us.
Who was Donald Goines? Donald Goines.
Donald Goines, I've heard that name.
A coach?
No.
An S.J.?
No.
Someone associated with the university?
He's a writer.
Are we still on U of D's history?
Well, they're on and off. On and off. This is not about U of D at this point.
Okay. So we're not in the history here.
He's what kind of a writer?
Is he a biographer?
No.
Journalist.
Fiction. Fiction writer?
Yeah.
Story writer?
He's a novelist.
Contemporary?
He's a novelist.
Is he a white guy? No. I asked that because I was thinking of the novel that or thing that guy did It's called Black Like Me.
Black Like Me, yeah. Like
no, no.
Goins, so but I've heard the name. Okay.
So he's a black writer?
That's right. John Howard. He is the undisputed master of the black experience novel, is the answer I have here.
Do we have a title of a novel?
No, not here.
You know, we have that, or you have
we'll check into him.
Poster up. In
he's
our
not
office,
on that because that's
you know,
the Harlem,
Harlem Renaissance.
Renaissance,
so he's not a Harlem
no,
Renaissance.
No, that's the 20s. Yeah, that's
right.
The 20s.
Yeah,
okay. Hmm. Well,
okay.
A new record to read.
That's right.
All right.
Where is the Colombier Center located?
Clarkston.
Yes, of truly unhappy memory.
Is that?
We used to teach out there.
We had a campus out there.
And the university gave George and me
test.
The Deathmobile to drive.
Oh, nice.
Days a week, yes.
It didn't work. We survived.
That's right.
2.3 light years away.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Who wrote the book Another Country?
Baldwin.
That's right.
James.
That's right. In the book Another Country, how did Rufus die?
I'm not sure I ever finished that book.
Did Rufus take his own life?
Yes, he did.
That's what I think.
Yes, yes. Would you care to elaborate how?
Off a building?
Well, not a building.
A bridge.
Yes, yeah. Mm. The Brooklyn Bridge. Jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge. Yes. Very good. Who was acting president of Detroit College on December 28th, 1910?
Oh, 1910.
Was it a president?
An
acting president.
I mean, it wasn't like president for a day or
no.
something like that.
No.
I never know.
I'll bet you can guess one thing about him.
Was the professor running at that time?
He was a Jesuit.
Yes,
he
you
was
see,
a Jesuit.
You got that already. You're halfway home.
Okay, so SJ.
We got the SJ part. That's right.
I think you might have to give one of your famous hints.
Is there anything named after him
no.
at the university?
No. What is it that a bull has on the top of his
horn,
head?
Horns.
Horns, that's right. And what is it that produces honey? You've got it. Hornsby. Yes,
okay.
Hornsby.
All
Reverend
right.
William L. Hornsby.
No, Claire. You're really sharp today.
You know, I'm good at the word level, you know. Yeah. No thinking, no depth.
No knowledge. We're free association of sounds.
We're on a roll here.
Hey.
What was the most impressive happening that took place at the University of Detroit on November 14th, 1962?
November 14th.
The abolition of football.
No.
62.
Yeah.
Some people we know were here then.
Yes,
yeah,
I was.
What were you up to?
Okay,
you
well,
is that the year the mafia put out the contract on that dean of the graduate school?
No, that's
no.
later.
Oh,
see,
okay.
That was a little later.
What happened in November 62? Isn't that when Kennedy got shot?
No.
No.
Did somebody appear here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
John Kennedy?
No.
Somebody.
A poet. I was there, in fact.
Oh,
Robert Frost. It was an evening of poetry and informal talk.
Oh.
8,500 people crowded in the Memorial
wow.
Building.
Oh,
yes.
8,500.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was the year. It was
wonderful at that.
It was the semester after, too. The university had sponsored this week-long symposium on the arts. In American life, that went on from 8 in the morning till 10 at night every day. And they had Isaac Stern and Saroyan, you name it. Anybody was here in the country who was involved in the arts was here for the entire week. And boy, we haven't done that since.
No.
We don't even buy books in the library anymore.
Okay,
no,
let's do it again.
Can do our lecture budget.
That's the Jesuit tradition.
Okay, Sarah, when is this going to happen?
Yes, Sarah's in charge of our faculty colloquia.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll look into the honorary.
All right. Next question, final question. When were Reno Hall and Schipel Hall completed?
50s?
Not yet. The honest answer.
That's the honest answer, yes.
Like a great European cathedral.
Yeah, that's right. It's still being built. That's right.
In the 50s?
Well, one of them was.
Reno.
Probably Schipel.
No, there's Reno.
Schipel is in the 40s?
No.
60s?
Oh,
Schipel
later?
Is new?
Yeah,
60s?
Very early in the 60s.
Oh, I would
60.
Guess.
Yes.
It's got 50s written all over
it
the design
of
it.
It was completed in February of 1960.
Oh, okay.
And Reno was September of 55. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
I think she beat us.
No, she did.
We won.
No, I don't think
so.
No,
you got 10 questions,
really?
And you got 4 wrong.
Oh, oh, well.
It's not really passing.
No, I think she's won. So she gets the
winner's package.
And
And I'd like her name, from her so if again. I ever get her in a class, I can get even. That's what I want.
Remember that name, Kimberly Ross. That's right.
Get her number.
Unfortunately, I've had her in class. Not unfortunately, but she is a good student.
Yep.
There's no
be able to get away with fucking this kid.
Okay. Well, that's good. Next set of questions comes from Fernanda Segundo of Detroit, Michigan. And she says, doubtless, yeah, doubtless you witty professors read the New York Times and read it last June and will recall these names for some of the buttons on your computer. Please describe what button each refers to.
Okay. Oh dear.
The snail.
What?
The snail? Huh?
The snail.
Maybe the cursor?
No.
The comma.
Nope.
Oh, the tilde or whatever you
no,
call
not
it?
The tilde.
Wait, I haven't got...
Wait a minute, okay.
Well, somebody
maybe we
has,
get oriented
now, wait, let's
here.
Get a context here. Somebody has gone around...
A computer per keyboard, and they've given names to
these. And they have given names
that's right.
based on their uses or their visual appearance. Yeah.
Something
or
like
or
that.
Or their function, like
something
an underline
like
or something.
Something
like
that.
Yeah. You know how computer people make up little witty things?
Yeah.
I never
yeah, they're very witty.
Like
computer
that.
People are
like
truly witty. Yeah. They do it in Japanese, and then it gets translated somehow, and it gets lost. The translation.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so what key looks
the
like
snail.
A snail?
That's
what's a snail look like? It's got a shell
it's
and
got a round thing.
Bunch of scum on the bottom. Okay.
George
not
is making the sign, right?
Yeah.
Oh, an at sign?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the at sign. What I used to call the each sign.
Right.
It shows
right.
how old I am.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. Up arrow as one word.
The arrow that.
Well, what do you mean?
Pushes the cursor up and down?
No, it's not. You'd think it would be, but yeah. it's not. This is the
page
up.
Up.
Nope.
The up
you look at that
arrow.
Keyboard and you look at something, you say, ah, that's an up arrow.
Something that goes like that.
As
yes.
opposed to a down arrow.
Something that goes exactly the shape Hugh has produced.
So it's that shape.
That's right. That's right.
What do you call it? Carrot.
Well,
the
I'll
carrot?
Accept that. Yes,
okay.
yes.
Yeah.
The carrot. The circumflex. Mm.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. The octothorpe.
Wait,
Oglethorpe,
well, asterisk. Not the asterisk, but the, you find it on telephone.
Sounds like a musical
the
instrument.
The pound sign.
The pound sign.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I don't
why
get
is that.
That
an
I have no idea.
Don't.
Obviously,
ours
don't
is not to reason why.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Ours is
a computer person who doesn't know what the word octo meant made this one up, you know, or no, Thorpe either.
I think we've hit on one of those things you were talking. I was listening to the show, and you were talking about it being a mystery. It's a Catholic
that's
mystery.
Right.
That's
right.
I recall
that.
That's right. You must just accept these things.
Holy
it's a
glorious mystery.
A glorious
mystery.
It's a glorious
mystery.
It's a glorious mystery.
mystery.
What's another name for an octothorpe besides the pound sign?
This is the one that looks like a cross.
Tic-tac-toe. Tic-tac-toe.
Well,
how about a
deny it. Deny it. Go ahead, I dare you.
I can't deny it.
How about a bivalve quadrothorpe?
A bivalve quadrothorpe.
I don't know. What is it? I mean, why one hallucination is as good as another.
Well, but there is one name for it that is very common. I always think of when I think
cross hatch.
I'll accept that the cross hatch.
I mean, are they looking for shorter words? Isn't that what
well,
computer
like,
people
one
do?
Well, one of the things she's looking for is the number sign.
Oh, we get so bitter when
oh,
we're not doing well.
Yeah,
it really shows up.
The number took me forever to figure out what do you mean pound sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it even called the pound sign?
I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
Little,
backwards
know.
L
mystery.
Yeah,
glorious,
exactly.
A glorious, but not a glorious one.
It's because in my old printer, the old spin writer I had, you had to push that in order to make it produce the British pound on the thimble that was located in that spot. That's why I'm certain they call it the pound sign.
Oh.
I'm sure you're right.
I know I am. Tilde. What is the tilde?
Didn't you just say that?
Because it waltzes.
Yeah, waltz.
Oh, yeah,
How would you describe a tilde?
How would you?
Yeah.
I don't know. How would you? What is it? You used the word.
You just had it a minute ago.
Isn't it the...
Yeah, he just did it.
I mean, I don't know.
The
what
squiggle.
We're not on TV, Hugh.
Oh, yeah, right.
I just interpreted
you mean in Spanish?
It is like
the thing in Mañana.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All
right.
Exactly. Over the, right.
And as we think about that and think about mañana, let's take a break here.
During the Ask the Professor show, we like to tell you what the professors are really like. Well, frankly, we've held this secret from you long enough. Big Daddy Edwin DeWitt is the leader of the Brothers of Mercy motorcycle gang. and nothing bothers these rebel professors more than not receiving questions when they make their weekly outing to the post office. Don't make Harley, Hugh, Jam and George, Sister Sarah, Clutch and Claire, and Big Daddy DeWint angry. Send those questions to 3800 Puritan, Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
Oh, we're back! Oh, goodness. I was here so immersed in these questions that from Fernanda Segundo, that, of Detroit, Michigan,
the second.
That I just forgot we were back.
If the next set of questions is from Isabella, I am
Strudel or whorl. This is, these are these computer terms, remember, on the keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Strudel.
What do you call the strudel or the whorl?
Strudel.
The A thing again?
Yeah, the A thing again.
That's right.
What's the A thing?
The at sign.
Oh, the at sign.
That's right.
Okay.
Asterisk.
The octothorpe.
Not the octothorpe.
The octopoint?
Well, there really is an asterisk.
That's right, exactly.
The asterisk is the asterisk.
That's right, I'll accept
that. But you're saying there's slang words.
Yeah, there's one. Sometimes they call it the star.
Star. Star dot
star. Star, all right.
Copy C colon / Xyrite / UD / English 130.
Right.
Comma, star dot star.
What are you doing? Is that how you talk to your computer?
I was backing a file.
He's calling
morning.
Up a file, yes.
Jeez.
Period. What are the shorter forms for the period?
Dot?
Yes, the dot.
Yeah.
That's right.
They call it the dot.
That's right. Ampersand.
Except dot back, that, you know.
Oh,
the ampersand. What are the...
That should be a strudel.
No. Well, think of something else that you can eat.
Ampersand.
It comes with salt on it. Buy them at the ball game.
Pretzels.
Pretzel. Yes. Yes.
There's a pretzel on my keyboard.
An and sign.
Again,
you
there
know
are all
that.
Different names for that.
Yes.
The snail, the pretzel, the ampersand.
This is somebody's private hallucination that we shouldn't make fun of on the air.
Look, in our time, these private hallucinations are widely shared.
Okay. Well,
you never know.
Wrong
you get
again.
At the Red Balloon Bar and they've all got it, you know.
All wearing those shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All computer guys.
What is the left banana?
The parentheses.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right. And what?
You bet your...
What are they called? Bracelets?
The parentheses.
Well,
brackets.
Yeah, that's right. The brackets. That's right. That's right. And let's see. The left angle bracket, sometimes called bra for short.
Is the less than sign.
That's right. The less than sign. Very good. Well... We thank Fernanda Segundo of Detroit. She didn't stump the panel.
No.
But she tried, I'll tell you.
We're tough.
No, they actually do use their keyboards. Mm-hmm. And, but we hope to hear
but
from
But I don't
her
call again. It by those names.
No.
I really
no,
don't.
But
have Latin terms, maybe? Or
yeah.
Mostly.
I'm certain.
Yeah,
mostly.
I'm certain
yeah.
That's what he does.
This is the this is the William James key. This is the, you know, what you call your B key, I call it.
Next set of questions comes key. From Stephanie Dunford of Detroit, Michigan, who has 10 questions for you. And these kind of, again, are all over the landscape, so that's fun. How many varieties of popcorn are there?
Lots.
There's a number
and
to
oh,
this?
Oh, yeah. There's a number.
Lots. There's a real
lots.
Number?
There's a number, right. Yeah.
There's only two kinds. No, there's only two kinds.
Buttered and
popcorn.
Not buttered.
Good and bad.
And the
fresh
kind that stick in your
stale.
Yeah.
Right. Fresh and stale.
No,
that's a big one. That's a big one.
But
cheese, you mean like cheese and buttered
yeah,
and all the different kinds?
Like the British actually sell potato chips that are cheese and onion flavored
oh.
And all
they
the
do here,
so
too.
Naughty.
Vinegar, sour cream, and dill.
Yeah.
So awful.
Yeah. I don't know why. But
how many? How many?
22.
Oh, many.
Oh, many more.
Really?
Yeah.
432.
150 is a little too high.
116.
You're a little low now.
130.
That's too high.
119.
Too low.
125.
Yes.
I knew that.
125.
Yeah. Why did you wait?
I just am
fast.
Shy
there's
and modest.
There's a Ben thing about numbers.
Yeah.
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 I had a hesitation. It's not a prime number.
I want to see the list.
You're big on prime numbers.
I
want to
see the list of 125 kinds of popcorn.
I don't want to see the list. I want to have
and
a bag.
And
I
want to taste
one kernel of each.
I want to taste each one. I really do.
Well, okay.
Is this a Marvel Redenbacher? Did he send me?
No.
This is
Stephanie Dunford. That's right.
Okay.
What is pellagra?
Ooh.
And where Pellagra makes you scrawny, the old Tom Lehrer song, it's a protein deficiency disease.
Yeah. What does, how does it manifest itself?
You know, you get sick and die.
Well, you get sick and die.
I mean, they bury
not
you?
Not the bones, no, no.
You're reincarnated? I mean, what do they want? How far do they want to push this?
You lose weight. You get,
well, yeah,
you
get, it also
you
causes,
turn a color?
You get sores.
Well,
and you,
sores, that's good enough. Sores.
I think
right.
Yaws is the other name.
You remember the story about the people who brought corn to Italy to try to cure the pellagra epidemic?
Oh, I remember. Oh.
And then they found that people in Italy did not thrive because the people in South America were eating the bugs and the maggots and getting their protein that way.
Oh my God.
No
wow.
one had figured that into the calculation.
Oh. I would have eluded me.
Yeah, certainly would have.
I can tell
well,
you.
Well, you
I
know,
found
the,
that
the first time they tried citrus fruit, taking it out on the sea, there's some variety of lime that has almost no vitamin C in it.
Oh.
And they did this big experiment, and they took them out there, and they gave them all their lime juice, and they all got scurvy mm-hmm. like that. And they said, not
well,
citrus.
Limes don't work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, it
huh.
was repeated. They had money left over in their grant. Did it twice.
Now, you can be sure the gin hadn't run out. That's why they got some more lime.
How long is the Panama Canal?
Long enough.
It's long enough to get from the Pacific
yeah.
to the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's an answer.
That's an answer.
Is it
that's
like
80 miles?
10 miles?
100?
More?
No, it's 100.
150 miles.
Well,
80?
See,
80?
I have an answer here that I can't read. I mean, it, this is not
oh.
very helpful.
Oh, well, then, whatever
well,
we decide,
okay.
it's it. We could just vote on
well, go
distance.
Ahead. Go ahead, David. What is it? go ahead and say.
4.5 miles.
Yeah.
That, no.
50?
That's
approximately 50.
Yeah,
50.72.
That's what I
was yeah.
what
sure.
you said.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Four and a half, they would have detached.
See, I was trying to figure out what this was a decimal point here or what. It's 50.72. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Okay.
Yeah.
The next question,
see,
which way does it run?
Now that Noriega's gone.
That is it. Yes, exactly. I'd forgotten that. Golly gee.
That really affected things.
When was penicillin discovered and who discovered it?
1941 by somebody with a name starting with an F.
English. Well, the name was an F, but it wasn't 41.
2.
36.
Earlier.
Oh,
really? I thought it was during the war. It wasn't.
No.
It was
30s or 20s. Late 20s?
Late
20s, like 28.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it was at St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington.
In Paddington,
London.
London.
Yeah.
Do we have to know the guy's name?
Yeah.
Is it
right?
Fletch? No, it's
not Fletcher.
F-L-E.
Fleming.
That's right. I was going to come up with a truly grotesque name.
We stopped you.
But you caught it in time. Where are the Rocky Mountains?
Out west.
Well, some of them are in Colorado.
And how tall are they in Alaska?
Do they taper off down there?
Mount McKinley is the highest elevation in North America.
Yep.
23,000 feet.
That's very close.
20,
that's very
25.
Close. I'll accept that. It's 20,300 feet. But that,
oh,
that's
I just transposed.
Do we have to give every state that they
no,
run
no, no,
through?
No, no, no.
I climbed one of them this summer.
Hey, good.
Which one?
Very it's not very poetically named. Flat Top Mountain. But when you get to the top in the rain, you've had your shorts, and then it got, you know, it dropped 30 degrees, and there's hail and snow and rain.
Same thing, except closer.
And
I think
you
I'd like
see
to
the
see
continental
you in the rain
divide.
That would be interesting. You know,
well,
do they
you
shrink?
Do? You do see the continental divide when you look down.
Oh.
And that's very exciting.
Wow.
It's not really pretty, but it's exciting.
But it's exhilarating
and
high up and all that stuff. Okay.
Way down.
Well, yeah.
With all sorts of glaciated structures that some people wax poetic about.
And some people just wax.
Right.
What was the second planet to be discovered?
Second?
Yes.
Is this a trick question?
No.
All
right.
When?
I don't know when.
You mean in Babylonia?
I mean.
Don't ask me. I don't
this goes a long way back. I mean,
do we count Earth? What are we talking about?
Think of water.
Neptune.
Okay.
No, wait.
Well, why did they not second?
No.
To me?
No.
Why
no. I like. Pardon me, but that's what we call wrong in the English department. Because
they use that word a lot in the English department.
I mean, Neptune isn't even visible, is it?
Maybe it's in
well,
the
maybe
century or something. I don't
maybe.
Know. I don't know.
Maybe they mean a of those that were not visible to the
eye. Well,
eyes.
I don't. I just think we got it right automatically. That's my right. final well, point.
I don't know.
Well,
I'll
give you that as disputed.
So. Okay.
Okay. What state is called the sagebrush state?
Arizona?
Not
Nevada?
Arizona.
Utah?
Nevada. That's
Nevada.
Right. Nevada. That's right. What is called the Old Kilpatrick?
Is it a place? Since
yes.
we're into geography.
No, it's that columnist.
No.
James J. called the Old Kilpatrick.
It's a place.
Is it a mountain?
Church? It's a church, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
and where do you think it would be?
Not in Ireland, or anything
not in
obvious.
Ireland, but it's Celtic. It certainly is a Celtic country.
Brittany?
No.
Scotland. Okay.
Yeah, it's a parish in Scotland, the Old Kilpatrick.
Well, it certainly doesn't have a famous organ.
Dave would have known about
Dave
it.
Would have known
right.
about it.
Exactly.
Would have played on
they
it.
They probably have an accordion
with the Wesleys.
Oh, those Scots Calvinists probably have an accordion or something.
Bagpipes.
Bagpipes and harmonicas.
Has anyone ever played the bagpipes badly?
Has anyone ever played
I mean,
them well?
You wonder if that's a possibility.
I don't
I mean, how
know.
Could you tell?
The only record in my home when I grew up was a record of the Black Watch.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Pipe band.
Oh.
Yes, it's a very oh. Scottish family, and that was...
Oh
that was it, man.
God.
We had a record player for
he
it.
He was
too.
32 years old before he knew he didn't hate records.
It was peculiar.
What was the first newspaper in the world, and when was it founded?
In the world?
It has
Ooh.
To be.
Ooh.
It has to be. Because
Germany?
No.
No. France?
England?
Nope.
England?
No.
The first newspaper.
China?
Well, probably
China?
It's paper. China.
Papyri? Yes.
Because they invented paper.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Egyptians.
So it has to be in China. And
but when?
Be,
do we have to say when?
A yeah. long time ago.
Well, yes.
during the Tang Dynasty.
Yeah, the Tang Dynasty. Ming Clarence.
It's shortly before the Black Death, if that helps
it's
you.
The Tang
Dynasty. Yeah,
and
so
they,
it's in
they
the 14th
took it to the
century.
That's right. I'll accept
it's in the 14th century.
1340 is the year.
Yeah, I remember that.
When was Marco Polo there? Was
that's 13th.
12th, 13th?
Yeah.
Before they had
newspapers.
That's right.
Okay.
People couldn't read about Marco Polo. They just sat there in China and didn't know who that strange little Italian was
right.
running back and forth. There was no gossip column to read, no Liz Smith or whatever her name is. Saying, Magnificent Marco last night at Kublai Khan's dinner said. Why was the nightclub established?
To drink.
Yes.
Exactly.
What a great way to end.
Specifically to avoid the drinking laws during World War I.
Right.
That's
okay.
right. That's right. Like well, we thank Stephanie. She didn't stump the panel, but those were fun. And hope to hear from her some more. In the meantime, to thank the panel, Professor Pickering,
sure.
Professor Crabtree,
sure.
Professor Gravel, Professor Kulik, and our very special guest, Dr. Dave Wagner. And now this word from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at facilities of the Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit Mercy Real Campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Pete Eldred. Technical director is Michael Jason. Executive producer is Vivian Dick. Till next week, it's me, DeWint. Bye.
And we're back next week with another edition of Ask the Professor, so please plan to join us.